Brilliant, you must be delighted with that, with the character that your team showed, having gone behind just before half-time to come out with that second-half display.
Yeah, it was a great response for us. We'd had a disappointment at Leeds last week, and we spoke about taking things in our control, so stuff that we can control, like our performance on the field. We can't control the referees, so to come on through the other side again, where today we had a few iffy 50-50s, I thought, to do that and stay composed and come through the other side shows an improvement in what we spoke about last week.
What was the mindset of the players like at half-time? Because the two tries you conceded, one was from a knock-on from Warrington that turned into a penalty to Warrington because the scrum was given to them and you objected, and the other one was controversial as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. To be fair, like I say, we'd spoke early in the week, which was probably not... The Leeds one was probably not a bad trial run for this, really, to be fair, because obviously we're dealing with the disappointment of the forward pass at Leeds. To then come here and we'd spoke all week about what we can control was our focus, so know our job and know our role. If the referee gives something against us, we still deal with it. If it's a forward and we think it's forward, we still hit that man, we still defend it, and we just crack on. And that was kind of the attitude of the boys today. The boys were really good. I thought our middles were outstanding for us as well, and it just set the platform for kind of a great win, to be fair.
That's right, it was a forward pass that wasn't forward, wasn't it?
Yeah,
for the
that was
second
it.
Try, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then their try almost was forward. But anyway, we'll gloss over that, given that you came back. I mean, the second half, you scored early in the first half, but then you scored early in the second half as well. I mean, you made really good starts to each half.
Yeah, we spoke about that as a team. Warrington are a good team, they're a great team. And we said we need to start well here. So we'd kind of changed a few things within the group with the way we start. And it worked for us. The individuals who came in on that were brilliant and led real well by Lee Mossop, to be fair.
Junior Sow looked like he needed a new body part just about 30 seconds before he raced through and scored a try. I mean, that was remarkable from him.
Yeah, he's like that, Junes. Sometimes you're not sure if he's injured or not sometimes with Junes. But he took a bit of a bad whack. But then again, if you're a natural try scorer and you see the ball there for a try, you all of a sudden get that little bit of a rush of adrenaline, don't you? So and he's gone for the ball and got his rewards on it. So.
And Rob Louie in the second half was very, very prominent. Was that something that you spoke about at half-time with him as well? Because in the second half, he was at the centre of everything, wasn't he?
Yeah, we'd have a little chat with both halves, to be fair, to say what the defence was doing him in front of him and just give him a couple of tip-ups. But the smart players, the good players, Robbie as well, and it was just something that they'd been spoken to at half-time, and then to see how they were doing and what they could do and react and what would be better working for them. But like I say, they pick up on things really well, Dobbo and Rob Lewis, and I thought Dobbo controlled the game along with Rob really well today.
You're setting some good benchmarks now, and the players are really going to have to maintain this level. You'll be demanding that from them. They'll be demanding that from themselves, I imagine.
Yeah, 100%. The big words for us is consistency. Is not having a great result against Warrington and then going to Wakefield and having a poor performance. What we've got to do is make sure our performances are good. And this first month, our performances have generally been good, apart from the first half against Wigan, I'd say. But since that, our performances have been very good.
You've seen Wakefield, I assume, either in the flesh or on television last night, though, and the performance they put in against St Helens, which just shows that this season the competition seems to have just closed up a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of confidence, obviously, from Wakefield from last year, from getting from the eights and stuff like that. We was always confident in ourselves as a group and knowing what we needed to get better. And we feel we are that group, and we've improved on last year, because it's something we want to do is improve and learn all the time. Wakefield managed the game very well last night in terrible conditions, to be fair, but I thought they were the better out of the two teams in the way they controlled the game. Mainly came down to Miller and Williams, the halfbacks. I thought they controlled the game for them well, but I thought their middles stood up as well.
But you'll have a good week training on the back of a victory.
Yeah, of course, it's always a better place to come when you're winning training.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers. No problems, thank you.